Well, one thing I forgot to mention at the welcome today is one of my favorite things that I get to do during the week, and that's connect with y'all. So on the back of your bulletin, there's a QR code. It goes directly to my calendar. I added something this year just for fun, that you tell me where we meet. All of y'all have been coming to my office, which is great. I have coffee and tea. Sometimes I don't have cups to fill the coffee and tea, but, you know, we're working on it. But also there's another link that you can do, and we can meet for coffee. We can go for a walk. We can, you let me know. Keep it semi-close to church because I probably have a meeting afterwards. But please, I want to tell you, it is important to me to get to know y'all. I only get to say hi and how was your week before and after services. This coffee and connect is really how I get to know y'all better, how you get to know me better. You can bring deep questions or faith, or you can just come to chat. Like, it's awesome. So I just wanted to remind y'all of that. As we go into this series about faith and works, I want to talk to you a little bit about my kitchen at home. So I closed the kitchen when the boys moved out. No longer felt the desire or the need to cook. I can eat crackers, cheese, cereal, cottage cheese, and yogurt for the rest of my life, okay? My husband, though, still likes to eat, and so he's kind of taken over the kitchen, which is great. He does the meat, I'll throw in some vegetables in the microwave, all right? Like, that is my cooking these days. But Dan has this family recipe called gwumpki. Essentially, it's cabbage rolls. It's from his great-great-grandmother. The ring that I wear was her ring. And so anytime we make these, I just kind of am like, come on, Grammy B, like, be a part of this. And so last Thursday night, we made gwumpki right before the storm. Had my parents over. Pretty much my mom bullied my husband into making this meal because she wanted it. It's a good old Polish dish, okay? And we have the recipe card that I wrote from Grammy B's recipe card. Step by step, how to do it. And we still follow the card, even though Dan and I've made this recipe, mainly Dan, let's be real, for almost once or twice a year since we've been married. So several times, right? But yet, the recipe card was still important. And we're going to tie that to what we learned today in Scripture. I've always struggled a little bit with this because we talk about, as a Christian community, that faith is so important. And here James is telling us, I mean, faith is good, but if that's all you got, you're not moving forward. So, I tried to make bread this week. We were out of bread, the store was out of bread, so I Googled, I didn't have any yeast because I don't bake, and so I Googled recipes that didn't need yeast, and I made 3 different loaves of bread. If you'd like, I'll send you a picture of one of them. None of them, not one of them were edible. The first loaf of bread, I cut the edge off, and it's steamy and beautiful and completely raw on the inside, okay? So I throw that out. The next day, I'm like, I'm going to try again. I get a different recipe. I bake and add an awful lot of baking soda in there, and it was atrocious. It didn't even smell good, y'all. Like, bread's supposed to smell good. It smelt bad. And so I thought, I'm going to try one more time. So the next day, I did the same recipe, used less of something, and guess what? It didn't even taste good with butter. It was just bad. Here's how that equates to faith. If I just read the recipe and never put any of the ingredients together, I'm not doing my full job as a Christian, right? I can read the scriptures, but I go and use gestures on the freeway. I am not fully living out who God has called us to be: gentle, kind, loving, and good. Yet, what this illustration made me think of this week is he calls us to use the recipe. It doesn't always have to turn out perfect, but you need to keep trying. Now, I don't know if I'm going to keep trying making bread. I think my lane is buying bread. But the point is, in the very beginning, he talks about, can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and you say to them, go in peace, stay warm, and eat your fill. James isn't questioning belief in this. He isn't questioning faith. It's, are your words followed by true care? Faith that never leaves the recipe card doesn't feed a soul. And he goes on to talk about that understanding, recognition is not the same as participation, right? The difference between me reading said recipe and getting all the supplies out, which is what I did, with the measuring cups. I even the second time had like the measuring scale. Like I got fancy. Still didn't help, but I got fancy. But it's not the same. He says, even the demons believe. Even the demons have faith. But we're called to act upon that faith. Not just read the words, not just say the prayers, but do the deeds. And this is the thing, it's not done out of have to. Oh, I'm a Christian, I read the Bible, now I have to be nice. That's not how it goes, right? Or it's not how it should go. It's done because your heart's changed. It's done because when you tried your best to make that recipe, even if it didn't turn out right, you keep moving forward with the ingredients that God gave us. You live out your faith not because you have to, but because you have no choice to do it. I see several families in here with children. I'm not bragging right now, but maybe. I didn't have any kids in my home. This Icemageddon. What do we call it now? Delaska? Delaska. And in some ways, that was delightful, right? I could have coffee when I wanted coffee. I could get up. But also, the same joy of a snow day just wasn't there. There was no trying to figure out how to get out in the ice and go sledding. There was none of, it was mainly, are you going to take the dog out? No, you're going to take the dog out? Like, it was different. Your faith is like that sometimes. It's going to go through ebbs and flows, things that are going to feel different. But what we're asking you to do, what James is reminding you to do, James, the stepbrother of Jesus, is to live it out. Don't just read the words. Don't just say the things, but live it out. Faith and action work together. You see, in James 20, he talks about how Abraham believed in God. I always think it's that story is always really hard to read about how Abraham's going to go and sacrifice his son. But the faith that covers through all of that brings Abraham this peace that sometimes you and I can't quite comprehend. It's this faith in knowing that God is always going to be there for you, that God will always remain true. What do we say as Christians? God is good all the time, every day. God is good. Every day, our faith carries us through to do the right thing, to live it out. What if Dan just said to me, oh my gosh, my family has this amazing gwumki recipe. It is so good. I remember my grandmother making it, my mother making it. Here's the recipe card. And he just asked me to read the ingredients. We don't put in the effort of buying the food, chopping the onions, putting the food together, boiling the cabbage, which is not always easy. Yet you do those steps, not just because you want to eat the meal, because it's what you're called to do. Faith and action work together like ingredients. Risky faith requires stepping into the kitchen. Rahab trusted God enough to act differently. Faith without action is like body without breath. You are called to live out this life as a Christian. You are called to move, to go, to do. Because if you just read, if you just pray, it's really half of the act. What James is saying is he's not calling for perfection. He's not calling for a performance. Look what I did. It's humble acts of service. A lived shape, faith shaped by perseverance. To keep going, to keep trying. Maybe I'll try to make bread again. I don't know. Maybe I'll get one of y'all's recipes that I know works and not Google it on the internet. But what I want you to hear, and what I think James is saying again and again and again, is faith and works go hand in hand. Not because you have to, but because you can't do anything else but that. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so is faith without works is dead. Faith comes alive when we stay in this process. Faith that works is a faith that stays. I started my afternoon in this space officiating a memorial service for a man who had died of an illness. And I'll tell you what, this was a family that came here on the arms of a friend, okay? They don't go to this church, they said, but their friend said, call my church, we'll take care of you. And we did. And having this scatter of faith amongst people who don't normally go, do you know how I can tell when I lead a service? It's always during the Lord's Prayer. Like, when you start saying the Lord's Prayer, the room gets quiet, and about halfway through, they realize it's in the bulletin, right? That's not a judgment thing. It's just kind of a thing I've noticed after doing some of this. Yet, the woman whose partner died came up to me afterwards and said, the faith that you spoke about is something I finally felt today. How do we get through our good days and our bad days without this thing called faith? I've said this before and I'll say it again. I've been an avid reader all of my life. This is the only book I've read since third grade. Maybe even earlier, probably. And every single time I pick these words up, I'm reminded that they truly are the living word of God. Yet if I just sat in my room and read these words, and you can read books and books and books, different theologians, you could read for years about Scripture. But if I didn't make these words a part of my heart, if I didn't make these words a part of the rhythm of my life, if I didn't follow these instructions and live them out, why read them? Faith calls us, propels us to move forward. So over this past week, maybe you've had some time to evaluate. Maybe you've had some time to sit and think. But I want you to ask the question, where is my faith stagnant? I have to reevaluate the way I do my Bible study almost every single year. Because there are times where it becomes rhythm and rote, and it goes into my head and out of my heart. Where is your faith stagnant, and where do you need to take it to the next level? Because the other thing the Gospels tell us about faith is you just need to have the faith of a mustard seed. You just need this much for you to keep moving forward. But if you're just reading the words and you're not putting the ingredients together to bake the bread, no matter how it turns out, that is what we're called to do. That is who we are called to be. So read the words. Do the things. Help your neighbor. Be kind. Be humble. Be true. You don't have to be all those things all at once. And you don't have to do it perfectly. God knows I've stumbled and fallen most of my life. Yet my faith keeps me going. The words remind me who I'm called to be, so that when I do reorder, when I do reevaluate, I'm reminded of who, where, why, and what I am called to be on this earth. First and foremost, a child of God, created perfectly in God's image. Second, to love my neighbor as myself. This is what faith is reminded us to do. So reevaluate. Look, don't strive for perfection. Maybe I'll bake bread for the next communion Sunday. Just kidding. I wouldn't do that to y'all. That's mean. But keep trying. Keep trying new recipes. Keep trying new Bible studies. There's a pamphlet on the welcome desk that has all of the things going on here. If this church doesn't have something that you can get connected with, you call me. Because one thing that I'm really proud about this place is we're able to meet you where you are, wherever you are in your faith journey. We're not perfect, neither are you, but together we can do some pretty amazing things. Will you pray with me? Dear gracious and loving God, as we come to the table tonight, we come humble, thankful for the instructions and guidance that you give us on how to fully live out this life you've called us to live. A life with sorrow, a life with joy, a life with snow and ice and sun and thunder and all the things that come together into one perfect place, which is your creation here on earth. As we go out this week, let us go out with our faith, propelling us into your works. We say this in your holy and precious name. Amen.